Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Floating points. It's been far too long since we've posted any new episodes, about a year, in fact, and that was certainly not the plan, but sometimes the road becomes much longer and much more windy than you expect. So here we are, 2007. It's a special year. It's the 10th anniversary of the Foundry. And we're looking at different ways of celebrating this anniversary. And one of the ways is to get Floating Points up and running again. So we are aiming to have new episodes posted approximately every month. And there are some interesting things in the works. We have an interview with Carl Weingarten and Forrest Fang talking about their recent project Invisibility, as well as some of their earlier work and collaborations. We'll also have some guest DJs, including Siafon, talking about some of his work from the past. And tonight's, or today, depending on when you're listening to this, tonight's episode, which is called Lazarus. And Lazarus is a way of resurrecting dead tracks. These are good pieces that were created for projects that weren't released, or perhaps they didn't fit in the final form of a project, and so they haven't been heard yet. And the first two tracks that I'm going to play were created for a compilation that was never released. And this compilation was based on ideas and themes drawn from quantum physics. In fact, I believe it was going to be called Quanta. So the first track is from Jonathan Hughes and is titled String Theory. And Jonathan created all of the sounds on this track from string vibrations, from guitars, I believe from guitar and bass. So that's sort of how he took the idea of string theory and applied it to making sounds. And the second track is one of my own tracks, titled The Unconscious Mirroring of Particles. So without further ado, into the music with Jonathan Hughes, String Theory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
and that was the unconscious mirroring of particles. A piece that I composed, I suppose, the first draft in about 1993, and the idea behind it was that particles are forever popping in and out of existence, and this doesn't violate any of the laws of physics as long as they balance each other. So for every positive particle, there's a negative particle, and so on and so forth. So in some way, they are unconsciously mirroring each other. I used a sort of several centerpiece sounds and composed each little episode, so to speak, or fragment, independently, and didn't actually listen to the other fragments while I was working on the piece. So when it came together, they did interact, but in ways that were not entirely by design. I'm always looking for ways to use randomness or sort of the unconscious in composing music. It just seems to bring out ideas that I wouldn't necessarily find on my own. The next track is actually a collaboration between myself and Jonathan Hughes, and it's an early draft of a track from the Fluidities Project. Jonathan had sent a bunch of sounds to me and had them roughly laid out and sequenced, and I started to play around with them and add some of my own sounds, and sent this draft back to him. As it turned out, it wasn't quite in key, which was important to make Fluidities work correctly. But I always sort of liked the way that it sounded, and so we're presenting it here in that form, which is different than the form that it ended up in. The title of this on Fluidities was Atlantic, so I've taken the liberty of calling this North Atlantic. Thank you. That was North Atlantic from Jonathan Hughes and Michael Bentley, a rough draft of a piece that came out on the Fluidities Project. The next piece up is a collaboration of a somewhat different sort. During the time when I was organizing the 360 Degree Project, I had sent out requests and a sort of pressies to a number of different musicians, including the Norwegian duo Sketch. And they agreed to do the project, and in the process, they grabbed the sample of this track from the website and did a kind of a remix to it, which I just loved. They actually did a number of different permutations of this, and I had originally planned on including this bridge remix on the Lost and Found compilation, but it, for one reason or another, never made it to the final draft. And to be honest, now, some years on, I can't remember exactly why. So I'm very excited to present this publicly for the first time. This is Sketch with their remix of The Bridge. That was Sketch's remix of The Bridge. Well, this brings us near to the end of another episode of Floating Points. Thank you for joining us again. I hope that you'll return in the future as we try and maintain a more regular schedule. If you'd like to learn more about the music we've been playing, please follow the links that are attached to each chapter of this podcast. And we're going to close this episode, Lazarus, with a track from Foundry Associate Thermal. In 2002, Thermal assembled a pair of discs that he planned to release on his own label, Boxman Studies. The first of these has the wonderful title Lost Circuits of Empty Time, and the other disc is called Persistence Farming. These discs have not yet been released, but Thermal gave his blessing to a preview of one of the tracks from Persistence Farming. So we're going to close this episode of Floating Points with Thermal's Clou à Jour.